A new survey has found that almost 3 in 4 workers have had discrimination issues in their place of employment. This is according to the 2023 Workplace Equality Survey by Matrix Recruitment. Well, joining us now on the line to discuss the findings is Breda Dooley, Recruitment Manager with Matrix Recruitment. Breda, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Mary, for having me on.
I suppose quite startling results from this survey that you carried out. The majority of workers saying that they've been the victim of or have witnessed discrimination at work. You might talk to us about what kind of behaviour they're referencing there.
Yes, this is Matrix Recruitment's 6th year conducting the Workplace Equality Survey. And the findings in the 2023 survey is that 3 out of every 4 workers have experienced discrimination. This was done out of 1,400 respondents, and 72% had issues with discrimination. And what was in the findings was that 20% have personally experienced discrimination themselves, and 32% have actually witnessed it, and then the 20% have experienced and witnessed discrimination. So we can clearly see there is an issue with discrimination in the workplace as well. And these figures, because we've been conducting it over 6 years, these figures are very similar to our last year's survey as well. The areas of discrimination that came out very high on this survey was around pay. That was 30%. And then we also saw issues around age and gender, and issues around, you know, disability, being from a member of the travelling community, and your nationality as well. So I suppose the main areas came was pay, age and gender discrimination.
We've heard a lot over the last few years about the gender pay gap and the reporting now that some of the larger companies have to do. But there's still a big issue out there among a lot of women that feel that they're not getting the same wage as men doing the same job.
Yes, yes. And as you know, pay transparency is a key topic at the moment. And it was no surprise when we saw that 92% want pay transparency. Yeah, you talked about women. Yeah, 44% of the respondents said they are aware of a colleague doing the same job and same responsibility as them, and they are getting paid less than them as well. So, and it mainly impacted women. So there is a clear pay gap for women in some. So we need to ensure that workplaces have value, equality and fairness regardless of the gender. On a positive note, I suppose, on that is that the majority surveyed said if they were aware of somebody getting paid more than them, they would follow up with that with their employer. They feel safe enough and secure enough in their job that they can do that. Whereas when we started conducting these surveys a couple of years ago, people wouldn't have had that confidence or wouldn't have felt okay to actually follow up. So we are seeing a change. It's good to see that people desire change in the workplace.
Sticking with women, the survey found that more than 2/3 of workers surveyed said that parenthood impacts on a woman's career progression.
Yes, 68% said parenthood impacts a woman's career progression. So there is a gender bias that prevails in the workplace. When we asked the respondents, they said there is an unconscious bias towards women who may be considering starting a family. Women are still considered the primary carers. We're still seeing that through all our surveys over the last number of years as well. The question of a mother's ability to meet demands of her professional career, that's still being questioned out there. And mothers are not being offered the same promotional opportunities as somebody who doesn't have a family as well. So it's disheartening to see that there is a parental gender bias in the workplace. And not to say it can impact fathers as well too. They can be overpassed as well. So we need to kind of make change. We need to get rid of that stereotype of a woman is still seen as the primary carer in the family.
Ageism, that was also seen as an issue by a lot of people that responded.
Yes, ageism in the workplace, over 78% said that people over the age of 50 would have fewer promotional opportunities or would struggle to secure a new job. And actually, this was up 19% from last year. I suppose on a more positive note, we saw from the survey was that 89% responded said that people over the age of 50 have a lot to contribute, you know, in the workplace. They have a lot more life skills. They also are able to mentor and guide younger colleagues. And that's invaluable to have somebody in your workplace that can share and pass on that experience to younger colleagues as well. And that the more mature workers are a lot more reliable than younger people. in matrix recruitment, we're seeing that an awful lot of people, you know, over the age of 50 are actually maybe taking a rain check on their career and kind of looking and saying, actually, do you know what? I'm not sure I want to stay doing this job. So a lot of people are changing their careers as well. And it's good to see, you know, now that we have kind of full employment, that a lot of people over the age of 50 are returning to the workforce as well. So they have a huge amount to offer.
Some of the respondents did cite discrimination against people with a disability on nationality or being a member of the traveller community. Now, the figures were a lot smaller, I suppose, in comparison to some of the issues that we've already spoken about. But I suppose there's still issues in modern society.
Yes, there is. Disability, that came up as 17% as well. It's illegal to discriminate against someone in employment based on their disability. This includes training and recruitment. However, an employer is not obliged to recruit or keep a person if they are not fully capable of doing the job. And the same with around nationality, or if you're a member of the travelling community, you cannot discriminate somebody just based on their nationality or their background.
Okay. Just before we finish up, Rita, you mentioned matrix recruitment. This was your sixth survey. Might you tell us a bit about the company?
Yes, Matrix Recruitment. We are a national recruitment agency. We have a number of offices. We have an office in Athlone, Carlow, Dublin and Waterford. And we're actually 25 years in business, and we recruit in a wide area of sectors. We do technical recruitment, accountancy and finance recruitment. We also look after office administration, and we would provide a large payroll services to our clients as well.
Okay, well look, Brady, we're going to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us and talking us through those survey results.
Great. Thank you, Mary. Thank you.